broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Church Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now, my fellow Americans. This is a broadcast for July the 20th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal is incredibly simple, clear as a bell, steady as a rock. That is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, and our goal is always restoration, never revolution. The founders gave their blood, their sweat, their tears, their sacred honor, and their fortunes to make sure we didn't need a revolution again. That's why a restoration of the principles that made America great is the simple, clear, peaceful answer. And we invite you to join us in the sacred, holy cause of liberty in the battle to preserve and to protect our God, our families, our countries. Sam Bushman, broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention on Radio Row in Cleveland, Ohio, starting now. This is the third day we've been live, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kurt, I need you to have our guest call in, 801-492-6908. And then, Ben, you can put him on. We're going to have to put our phone or our guest on the phone. I've got him sitting right here beside me. But somehow the internet just went out for us at the convention. I don't know why. We're trying to resolve that. Correct. 492-6908. We're going to have our guest dial in and just be on the phone. That's the best we can do. Sometimes live radio throws some twists and turns in the mix. But hey, we're professionals. We'll get it done. We'll take care of business no matter what happens. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, the premier radio syndicator sitting right in the middle of all the mainstream press. I feel like I'm in the den of wolves. Nevertheless, we are taking care of business. It is loud and raucous and crazy. Number one, Donald Trump did, ladies and gentlemen, become the nominee yesterday, and it went fairly smooth. They had one state give a pass so that New York could be the designated state to take Donald Trump over the top. They had a lot of fanfare, played a lot of music. Donald Trump Jr., who we've interviewed on this radio program, was in the mix. And he did the honors for the Donald at that event. And so now the official nominee for the Republican Party is indeed Donald Trump, and he has indeed picked Mike Pence from Indiana as his running mate. Now, that all happened. There was a lot of fanfare last night. I personally felt the electric part of this, making history, being in the arena myself live. So we were there at the Q, the Quicken Loans Arena, and it was incredible. It was making history. It was interesting. But I didn't feel the electric, the power that others might have felt. And I didn't because I think Trump's a nice guy. I think in many ways Trump's better than most options we've got today. But I really don't believe that Trump is a good, honest, wise servant of the Republic. I don't think he understands the Constitution very well, and that's kind of one of my biggest concerns. And I don't think he's surrounding himself with advisors and people who do understand the supreme law of the land. So anyway, I digress, except for to say I didn't feel quite the electric that others felt regarding this. And so it was a little bit of a lackluster event for me to some degree. There was also an anomaly that took place that I did not find very comforting. The national RNC said that 40 delegates from the state of Utah go to Trump. Well, then the guy from Utah, the representative from Utah, stood up and said, we have 40 delegates for Cruz. And then the mainstream, main Republican RNC guy said that. It's like we said, 40 delegates for Trump. Internally to this discussion is a battle going on between Utah and other conservative states and the Republican Party at large. And what happened is there was an obscure law or rule passed in 2012 to help Mitt Romney that backfired against the Republican delegation, where they're not allowed to have their votes, even though they're bound to Cruz because of the voting of the American people. The people overwhelmingly voted for Ted Cruz in Utah. And so the votes for the bound delegates should have gone for Cruz for president in the national RNC. However, what the obscure rule says is you cannot have your votes go to a candidate that doesn't exist. And since Ted Cruz has suspended his campaign, the votes go to Trump against the population's will of Cruz and against the delegation's will of Cruz. Mike Lee spoke out about this and said, I don't interpret this vague, arcane, unique rule as the RNC does, and there's the rub. And I maintain, you know what, it matters not. Utah's a small state. Trump's got the delegation. However, what does matter is making sure that groups do not feel disenfranchised and feel railroaded by the Republican inside group. And that's kind of what we see happening on several points. And so it may not matter when the issues are small, but it will matter as the issues get bigger. All right, we got our guest online, Ben. All right, good. We got it's Albert Guillory. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm so sorry we're literally sitting right next to each other in the convention hall, and we're on a phone line. We'll try to get our internet back on the next break. Now, you're a very unique individual. You're from Louisiana, and you used to be a state senator from Louisiana. I say you're a former one now because you're running for United States Congress right now, right?
That's correct, for the 4th District of Louisiana right now. It's an empty
All right, seat. Now you're not gonna get elected to the Congress, and then I won't be able to get a meeting with you, am I?
Absolutely not. You and I are on the same page on so many things, so you will have full access to me.
Excellent. So I get full access to the new congressman once he gets elected in November. Now the interesting thing is, Mr. Guillory is a black man. I'm a white man. The mainstream press is trying to tell you that Donald Trump and myself can't get along with Mr. Guillory, that somehow there's a divide that cannot be conquered. I'm here, and Mr. Guillory, we're here to tell you that's a lie, right, sir?
That is absolutely a lie. You know, you and I are in the same community. The problems that affect you and your community are the same problems that affect me and my community. The federal spending that's out of control affects both of us, threatens your grandchildren and my grandchildren. The lack of security in this nation affects you and affects me. The poor education system affects both of us. So we're in the same canoe. There's other than a little bit of pigment in our skin, there's nothing that separates us. We are brothers.
You know, we are Americans. We have the same proper role of limited government that we call for, and we simply want to live as we choose, right?
Absolutely. This is the great land of opportunity. It's a wonderful place to live and to raise our families, to grow, to walk up that ladder of success in America. We can't let anything stop that, and we certainly can't let divisions and these political charlatans who want to divide us, we can't let them take over.
Now, Mr. Guillory, they're saying that Donald Trump is a racist, that he's associating with racists. I did an interview with Donald Trump Jr. They called me a racist. They called Donald Trump Jr. a racist. What do you say to all that, sir?
It's hogwash. It's a political attempt to divide and conquer. But Donald Trump has his whole history is a history of diversity and inclusion, and not racism at all. This is something that has been created since he started running for president by the mainstream media and the Democrats who are trying to torpedo him. But we're not going to let them do that. We're going to remind people of his great history of being an inclusive individual, a person who's hired and works with and hangs out with minority folks of all stripes.
What do you say about Barack Obama? You're a black man. You're supposed to just support Barack unequivocally because of that racial idea.
Well, the way that I was brought up, mom and dad taught me to choose the person who identifies with our community best, our family best, our values. It's about values. And the values of the Democrat Party are absolutely antithetical to the values of me and my community. We are pro-God, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-family, and those people are not.
And so it's an issue. It's a discussion not of race, not of color, not of pigmentation, but a discussion of principles, is it not?
Absolutely. Race has nothing to do with it. We you and I could not be less concerned about what color a person is. I mean, that's totally irrelevant. It's what's in your heart, what's in your head that makes you, as Martin Luther King said, the character of a person. It separates them from the herd.
All right, sir, we got a quick break coming up. Let me take this break. I want you to stay with me a little longer, if you will, because I understand you're involved in police work as well, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, let's talk about it. We'll get that done. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Mr. Albert Guillory online, former state senator from Louisiana, running for Congress right now, baby.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, gentlemen, back with you live. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news and efforts years, no doubt, continues. Straight away live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We are at Top Radio Row, broadcasting live. We are at the Q, the Pick and Loans Arena, and more. You got the big square here going on and everything else. I'm interviewing Albert Guillory, a new friend of mine that I met at the Republican National Convention, a wonderful gentleman from Louisiana. Am I saying Louisiana right? Is it Louisiana or Louisiana?
I always say Louisiana, just as you do.
All right, because a lot of people say Louisiana, and I'm saying, where's Louise? It's Louisiana. Come on, people. Anyway, but Albert Guillory was a former state representative, a senator in the state of Louisiana. He's former because he's now running for Congress on the national level, the 4th District, and we pray he is successful in November. And we're talking about this issue about color mattereth not, folks. This division that the mainstream press wants to heap on folks, this idea that Donald Trump's a racist, that Sam Bushman is a racist, is absolutely 100% bogus. And the idea that we truly want to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, as Americans and restore our country based on principle is center stage, is the critical idea, and is what we're working tirelessly towards regardless of the naysayers. And we need to set aside the naysayers and focus on what matters most, Mr. Guillory.
Yes.
we really need to do so. What are going to be the components, the primary battle discussions of your campaign as you move forward, sir?
The three big issues in Louisiana right now are going to be, number one, the federal spending, because it endangers all of us and the future of America. We've got to get the spending under control and start balancing our budget. The second problem is the problem of education. 60% of American children today cannot read, write, or compute at grade level. That bodes ill for all of us. We cannot.
And, sir, in the free world, the freest nation in the history of the world, that is absolutely, unequivocally, unacceptable.
Absolutely right. The third issue is this issue of safety and security. We're less safe today than we have been at any time since the Civil War. And part of that is due to the garbage that we put into our children, the disrespectful, violent language that we use in music and video games and all of that sort of thing. We've got to stop that. We've got to outlaw that kind of garbage and prevent it from going into our children and creating a culture of violence that threatens all of us.
You know, it's becoming this political correctness idea, this idea that we can't stand for anything. This idea of driving a race wedge or a male, female, or a woman's wedge or any of these wedges in America, it's becoming a national security issue, sir.
It is. It really is becoming a national security issue. We have let political charlatans create wedges that drive and divisions that drive us apart. And a house divided cannot stand. We have to stand together. We have to hold very tightly to each other. And on the basis of common values, we must move forward.
All right. What is your website? How do people learn more about you, sir?
Vote Elbert, VoteElbert, VoteElbert.com. And you'll see we've had several videos that have gone viral. So take a look at those. Please send us your support, your prayers, your advice, a few dollars if you have some. And we want to take this message to Washington, D.C. We want to take this voice to Washington, D.C. Common sense.
What are your chances, sir, and what does the landscape look like? Who are your opponents, and what's kind of going on the ground there?
We have five opponents. One of those is a Democrat. All the others are Republicans. We're in a predominantly Republican area. Actually, it's an interesting district. Its voting population is predominantly Democrat, but the way that it has voted for the last decade and a half is predominantly Republican.
All right, so your chances are looking pretty good. Is the media fair to you?
Yes, indeed. We've had we did a little poll about 3-4 months ago, and we had the best name recognition in this race. I guess because of my long years of service, I've been in law and government for more than 40 years. Ex law professor from Rutgers, worked in state government in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois, Seattle, Washington, and the last 10 years, of course, in the Louisiana legislature. So I've been able to build up some good name recognition.
One of the things that I think is key to your candidacy is the fact that you've been in police work. You come from a law enforcement family for quite some time. You know, Donald Trump and others have been, basically accused of causing all kinds of strife and anger and frustration. But the truth is, Barack Obama has been race baiting and agitating for quite some time. There's a big battle right now between David A. Clark Jr., well-known Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, a speaker at the RNC, by the way, and a good friend of Donald Trump, and Barack Obama over this issue. Barack says that the police are hateful, they want to attack blacks, that there's a big problem. David A. Clark Jr. says that's bogus. When people commit more crimes, they have more trouble with cops. And the reality is there is no hatred by the police. There is no profiling or agenda against blacks or anybody else. The police aren't perfect. They make mistakes. But you know what? They're doing a great job. And let's not divide the people from the police. I agree with David A. Clark Jr. What's your take there?
Well, I agree that there have been some excesses. There's no question about that.
Sure.
Human beings are not perfect. But the bottom line is that the thin blue line is what protects us from crime. I'm from a law enforcement family. I've worn the badge myself. I'm a sergeant on the reserve force back in my hometown. I'm the police diver there. I'm ex-Navy veteran. So what I say to young people is, if you want to challenge a police officer's order, challenge it in court. Challenge it by filing a complaint with his chief of police, but you cannot challenge a police officer on the street, and you certainly cannot challenge a police officer from the graveyard.
And if there is a problem with the police, and there are exceptions, and there's bad behavior, what we need to do is expose it and have training to resolve it, not get all belligerent and agitate.
That's absolutely correct. Let's stay alive and fight for justice. Justice belongs to all of us.
All right, sir. Any other tidbits you want to tell America? What do you think of the convention? What do you think of the whole proceeding?
I love this meeting. This the unity that has come out of Cleveland, Ohio. It's just been very heartening. You were talking about the electricity on that floor. Like, the unity is just a wonderful thing to see. People of all stripes, all sectors coming together. Beneath one big umbrella of American values.
That's James's
story. Very hard. It's going to be a great campaign, and I'm sure that Mr. Trump is going to be a great president.
All right, we need good, honest supporters of Trump in the House and in the Congress and anything else. I think that's one key component. We've got to stop Hillary. What do you think of Hillary and her campaign and her ideas?
Hillary is a disaster.
Because she used to be a Democrat, right?
Yes, that is correct. I was a Democrat for many years, but the Democrat Party just got so far away from the values of America that it left me behind. So my mother, actually, when she was 103, kind of nudged me to get away from that kind of garbage that was coming out of that party. Just it was not representative of our family. 103 years old.
And she's just said, enough. I can't take it anymore.
Well, she didn't want me to be associated with people who would bring dishonor upon our family. And some of the things that the Democrats were saying were, she, in her opinion, dishonorable.
And the family name, ladies and gentlemen, is Albert Guillory, to remember, running for Congress in Louisiana. Albert Guillory. And what is it? VoteAlbert.com?
VoteAlbert.com.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. We appreciate you.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Despite its global reputation as a destination for pleasure seekers, Thailand has been engaged in a decade-long drug war that has filled its prisons and left its justice minister openly admitting defeat. Phibun Kumchaya, who is responsible for enforcing some of Asia's most restrictive drug laws, recently told Reuters that, "I want to declassify methamphetamine, but Thailand is not ready yet." Presently, Thailand's laws prescribe life imprisonment, or the death penalty, for producing or dealing Category 1 drugs, which include meth, LSD, and ecstasy. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, Colombia was overrun on Saturday by more than 100,000 desperate refugees from socialist Venezuela seeking food and medicine. Some of the refugees had traveled for more than 10 hours in chartered buses. A year ago, the Venezuelan government had shut down all border crossings, claiming that speculators had caused shortages by buying up subsidized food and gasoline at artificially low prices and then reselling the products in Colombia at a steep profit. Price controls always lead to shortages, however, and they grew to crisis proportions after the border was shut down. The country is now ravaged by triple-digit inflation, currency controls have driven away investment and imports, and food rationing is now driving citizens to flee in order to avoid starvation. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. By the way, this broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, do what I do and go to thepowermall.com. Incredible books and DVDs and all kinds of videos and some phenomenal stuff, herbs and spices and quality health products and more. Thepowermall.com is where I go, and I highly recommend them to you as well. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com, or smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Also brought to you in part by gunowners.org. If you want to become a lifetime member of Gun Owners of America, the best gun lobby in America today, do what I do and become a full lifetime member today. Gunowners.org. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, and thank them for supporting Liberty News Radio attendance at the Republican National Convention live. We are indeed live from Cleveland, Ohio, atop Radio Row, broadcasting from the Republican National Convention now. Sam and Kurt with you live, and Battery Station is available there in Missouri, and they have helped our buddy Matt Felak attend this event. So we'd like to give a big shout-out to Battery Station for all your battery needs and more right there in Missouri, Great Plains, Missouri, BatteryStation.com. Check it out and tell them we sent you as well. All right, Kurt, welcome, sir. What do you think? RNC live happening, unfolding as we speak, huh?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, that's what's happening. We're here in a beautiful destination resort city, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, you know, everybody comes here to, you know, see the Erie, you know, Lake Erie and ride the Erie Canal and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you just can't miss it. I mean, I think it's going to be a higher destination center than like Hawaii, Acapulco, and all those other places soon. Don't you think, Sam?
You know, it was interesting. Say your question again.
I think it's going to overtake. Cleveland is pretty much going to overtake, you know, destinations like Orlando and Vegas and, you know, Honolulu.
Now, we had a discussion about this, Kurt, too. Everybody was telling me that Cleveland is the Midwest. I'm like, man, what are you guys talking about? It's in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, Sam, but it's the Midwest. You don't know what you're talking about. I said, man, it's closer to New York than it is to Missouri. Come on. Yeah, Sam, but it's considered the Midwest. And I'm like, okay, out your way. But it, and then it finally came down to they had no defense for their ideas. So they finally said, well, Sam, they're Midwestern because they're more kickback than the East Coast folks. Okay, if that's what defines Midwest, good luck with that. But it, I just found it kind of a fascinating discussion.
Yeah, great point.
I mean, I don't really care who's right, who's wrong. I just don't really think of Cleveland as Midwestern.
You know, it sure, Cleveland sure reminds me of our visit the time when we went to Chicago, and I'm trying to remember exactly what we were there for, but we were there and
we were visiting our buddy Stefan.
This city basically sits on the south end of Lake Erie, so the lake, and Chicago.
Cleveland does, not Chicago.
Yeah, well, Chicago seemed like it was almost like that same way. Maybe a different lake, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, good. That's
Superior,
right.
Or I'm not sure what, but it was, impressive that way.
They're going to rename that Lake Barrie now.
And in time, in times past with the manufacturing that America used to have and things like that, then Cleveland would have been a pretty ripping place. Now, with the way we've sent jobs so much overseas and, or south of the border, then there's little, at least in my opinion, real manufacturing going on.
Great point.
Areas,
Yeah, now, the other thing about this is interesting. You mentioned that Cleveland sits right on the lake or whatever, and that's true. It's hard for me to call Lake Erie a lake, though, Kurt. That thing is so big, it's like an ocean, buddy. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a bigger body of water, inland, fresh sea kind of stuff. Have you?
Well, I don't know exactly how it compares to other, there's some, like the Mediterranean is probably...
I know, but I'm talking about things that you've seen yourself.
Yeah, you can't see the other side of it.
It's just huge. It's mammoth.
We always thought a lake was, hey, you could see the other side. That's
what
we did.
Yeah, and believe it or not, and scripturally speaking, they always call a lot of these big bodies of water seas, even though they're not the ocean. They call that the great deep usually,
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating. I'm just telling you, the body of water is so
they
huge.
Say it's the fourth largest lake, that was...
Body of water.
By surface area of the five great lakes in North America. And they call it the 13th largest globally, if measured in terms of surface area. It's the southernmost, shallowest and smallest by volume of the Great Lakes, and therefore they say it's also got the shortest average water residence time. I don't know what that means.
But I'm telling you, the lake is so big it's shocking, but it's the smallest of the other. Which ones are bigger?
Well, I guess that would be the other ones,
Well, I know that.
Superior,
you don't know what they're called. Champlain, right?
Michigan, Lake Michigan, I think. I know. I don't remember the Champlain one, but anyway. Lake Huron, they say it's situated below Lake Huron. The other interesting time, they say at its deepest point, Lake Erie is 210 feet deep. That's pretty deep. Lake Erie's northern shore is bounded by the Canadian province of Ontario, with the U.S. states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York on its southern and easternmost shores.
It's actually a neat place to hold a convention. And, you can say Cleveland has been known as kind of the working man's place as well. And, the working man of modern era is quite different than the working man of yesteryear, Kurt. The working man of yesteryear was pretty entrepreneurialistic. Is that a word?
Yeah, well, that means he was trying to make a living.
Yeah, he was trying to do it on his own.
Yeah.
Be his own boss. Anyway, I bring it all up just to say that, boy, have things changed in America. But we can return to that. Donald Trump is the most well-known entrepreneur, right?
Well, out of those top two that are getting all the media attention.
Oh, and even out of all the 17 candidates or 16 that he battled with and everything else
you're
to
right.
get here.
Yeah,
I mean he's got the entrepreneurial spirit, to say the least.
Yeah.
And good on him for it, I might add, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because I'm not a Trump supporter, that doesn't mean that I don't like a lot of what he does. I love a lot of what Donald Trump says and does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I understand.
I just personally think there's a better candidate for office.
And that's why you've endorsed Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley of the Constitution Party. You know, and a little bit more on the surroundings here, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
We've seen reports, for example, of Alex Jones saying he was, nearly punched
attacked
or whatever.
Can
like
I
that?
Say this is bogus, Kurt? He went into the middle of this crowd with a bullhorn. He agitated them, and I'm not justifying their violent response. It's bogus. But it's also bogus to go in there. They had a permit to have a peaceful rally. They did their own due diligence. What gives him the right to even interfere and be involved in that at all? Who gives him the right to upstage this thing? I'm rejecting what he's doing, Kurt. I'm not here to battle with Alex Jones or down Alex Jones in any way. I'm just here to tell you that it's not something that I think is appropriate.
Well, you know, as one individual taught us years ago, Chuck Harder said, if it bleeds, it leads. And the reason that Alex Jones will do this kind of thing is then he'll get some coverage and the Drudge put him up. Then, of course, he does the back-scratching thing and, you know, promotes Drudge. And so that's just kind of how that works, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a little bit more, I guess you did mention the info about what happened in about the Utah's votes, right, Sam, earlier?
Yeah, I mentioned it and talked about it. I'm just saying that... Again, the mainstream and the national RNC would say it's no big deal. An obscure rule gives us the right. But Mike Lee's an attorney. He's a state senator. He's a senator for the state of Utah. He's saying it isn't that simple.
Yeah.
That he's not really comfortable with kind of the way it's going down and that he doesn't interpret the rule that way. And so what you really got, again, is the Utah delegation in this case feeling disenfranchised, feeling like you're playing fast and loose with the rules. They called for a roll call vote, got shut down. They now are saying, hey, we want to basically have our votes go to Cruz instead of Trump. I know it matters not because Utah is such a tiny state, but as the principles and the issues get bigger, if you continue to have these insider men and women that just basically consider themselves kings unto themselves and just steamroll everybody else, we got a problem.
That's right.
And we need to seek not for power, but to pull it down. We need to seek for solutions and ways to include people and make people feel welcome and warm and that there's accountability for things, not just railroaded, sidelined, and manipulated, because that's what's creating the angst that we feel around America.
Mm-hmm.
And if Donald doesn't change that, I'm not sure what we've gained, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam. In the sad news section, just kind of cleanup story, Bill Cosby, they say now, is completely blind and homebound. At least good on him. His wife of many years, who he's pretty much hammered pretty rough with his activities, is sticking with him.
Excellent for that. Yeah, Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Ailes in a slightly different scenario. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801 669
800-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Broadcasting live from the National Republican Convention, I'm Sam Bushman for Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me hanging out. It's a crazy event, a top radio row right now. This half hour is brought to you in part by Battery Station, ladies and gentlemen, in Great Plains, Missouri. Thank them for their support. Also brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. 877-817-9829, and brought to you by GimmeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GimmeLibertyFund.com. All right, our next guest, Dinesh D'Souza, well-known screen, videographer, filmmaker, and more. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Hey, it's good to be on the show.
If you can get on the mic a little more, that'd be perfect.
Now, How about that?
Your latest film had a different name when it started, right?
No, Hillary's America. We always had the same title. And
okay.
4 years ago, I made the movie on Obama called 2016 Obama's America. And I think we called Obama right on that one. And so very excited to be releasing this new film this Friday, July 22nd, nationwide in 1,500 theaters.
1,500 theaters, Hillary's America. There was a preview Sunday night. Everybody that attended it said it was absolutely incredible, and that even well-known seasoned media personnel like myself and others are saying, man, I actually learned something. It's surprising. This lady is just disaster. I mean, it's just absolutely disaster for what she stands for, what she's done, what she's doing with the, in my opinion, it's a national security crisis with the money that she's managed to vet to her campaign. Of all that you studied in preparation for the movie, all that you went through, what's the most shocking, Dinesh?
Well, remember that this film is not just about Hillary. We deliver, I think, a series of shocking interpretations and comments and facts about Hillary and the Clintons, because they operate as a duo. This is basically Bonnie and Clyde trying to get back in the White House. But
you know, I am trying to get back in the White House. Thank you, Dinesh.
That's right. And, you know, they were bad enough the last time around because, I mean, they were renting out the Lincoln bedroom, picking photos off the walls and, selling pardons to big-time criminals. Then Hillary basically figured out how to profit from foreign policy when she was Secretary of State. So, we've had presidents before who were corrupt, and when we found out, we kind of threw them out. But with Hillary, we know in advance. We actually know what this woman is like and what she's capable of and how she operates, her modus operandi. So the question is, if we put her in, what does that say about the American character? I should mention this movie isn't just about Hillary. It's also about progressivism and the Democratic Party. And boy, is there an untold story to tell with regard to what the Democrats have been up to since the beginning.
What would you say is the most shocking thing you found about the whole movie, though? Everything you've discovered, everything you researched, what item just makes you go, man, I just cannot believe this is happening?
Well, let me just throw out a single fact about the Democratic Party that you wouldn't think about. This is a fact that about the year 1860, the year of the Civil War. Did you know that all the slaves in the United States in 1860 were owned by Democrats? In other words, no Republican ever owned a slave.
Wow. All right. We also know that the first slave owner was black, right?
I do know that.
They don't like to talk about that, do they?
Yeah. Oh, did you know that young JFK in the 1930s went to Nazi Germany and came back with a lot of happy things to say about Adolf Hitler? Did you know that FDR was an admirer of Mussolini and sent members of his brain trust to study Italian fascism and bring those ideas back to the United States? My point is, there's a lot of this history that the progressives have covered up. They know it's super embarrassing. They know it's out there in the record. But they also dominate academia. They dominate the media. They dominate Hollywood. So they have the big megaphones of our culture, and they feel that they can control the narrative. That's why they hate me, because I come along and I blow the lid on these guys. And so I challenge those guys to come and see our movie, read my book, Hillary's America. It has chapter and verse and all the documentation they'd ever ask for.
You think Trump will win, or do you think Hillary's going to win? I mean, on one hand, you think Hillary can't win. There's so many scandal. How could she win? But you know what? 60 Minutes changed the game for Bill, and he won, and he had two terms, shockingly enough, and they seemed to manage to, you know what, sweep all scandal under the rug. Is Hillary going to beat Trump?
Right now, if I had to put $1,000, I would say yes. I would say right now that Hillary will win. That's a little bit of why I'm a little alarmed by all this kind of, kind of exaggerated, boastful rhetoric. This is going to be huge. We're going to win, blah, 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 blah. Look, I understand we have to conduct a circus and we have to do all that nonsense. But the truth of it is going to be a very tough election. Hillary is not easy to defeat. The Democrats are very good at this. I mean, they've shown that they know how to whip our butts, and they've done it several times in a row. Romney went into the last election with a kind of idiot confidence until he discovered that he got beaten clean. So I think the Republicans need to be smarter, more cautious, recognize this is a tough election. Hey, our movie can help. This is a way to help get the message out.
Where do we go from here? What did you learn at the convention? What do you think about the convention? Do you like it?
I like it. I've never been to, I went to Tampa 4 years ago with the Obama movie, but I was only there for a day. This time I've actually gotten more of a feel of the convention. You know, it's kind of it's a pageant. It's a circus. It reminds me when I was 7 years old and my grandfather would take me to see the elephants and the dwarves. It's fun. It's fun and it's interesting, but the tough job is ahead.
And the toughest job is going to be policy decisions, number one, and number two, who to surround yourself with, right?
No, the tough job is winning in the first place. Then you worry about that. I mean, the thing about how I remember 1980, where the election would have normally gone to Carter, and people were saying about Reagan the same things they said about Trump. Reagan's a wild man. Reagan will blow up the world. He's got a crazy finger on the trigger and so on. Reagan had to convince people, look, you may not know who I am and exactly what I'm going to do, but you can trust me. I'm going to be better than this other lousy guy that you know, Jimmy Carter. And I think similarly here, if Trump can convince people that he's okay, people can feel safe with Trump, people can trust him, then I think Hillary is done.
What do you think of a Mike Pence pick for Trump?
I think it's a solid pick. I don't think it adds much. I don't think it takes much away. The good news is this is a fight. This is a cage fight between two heavyweights. No one's really going to care who's at the bottom of the ticket. It's between Trump and Hillary.
You think Hillary can withstand the scandal? I mean, a lot of people are talking about, even at this convention, you know what, Hillary for prison. It's not just on T-shirts, but literally people are talking about it. I've said I think Hillary's guilty of all kinds of crimes, but I believe in the rule of law and what we really need to do if we want to really take the gloves off and get a handle on this and have real accountability. We've got to have Congress call her in contempt and then call a grand jury, get to the bottom of it, and prosecute. We can't just say Hillary for prison. We've got to actually do what it takes to follow the rule of law and make that happen. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is that we have to do those things, but we can't do them now. We have to beat her in the election first. In other words, what we need, the indictment that wasn't made by the FBI, hey, we try to make it in our movie, Hillary's America. I think the American people can indict Hillary in November. And then after that, we begin to look at, under a Republican administration, we can lift up some of the rocks, look at some of the rackets that have been running in the Obama administration, look at the way in which Obama was signaling to Comey and Loretta Lynch, hey, Hillary's my gal, don't prosecute her. All this stuff has been going on, but it actually takes a ruling conservative administration to look into it.
And it's going to take unity and a little bit of a backbone, which we don't seem to have right now.
Well, you know, I must say I'm super – I don't understand these Republicans. I've been a Republican pretty much all of my life. If I were a Democrat and I made a movie that was so effective in taking down the Republican Party, the whole Democratic Party would line up behind me and support me. They supported Michael Moore when he did Fahrenheit 9/11. I haven't heard a word from the RNC. I haven't heard a word from the Trump campaign. These guys are obviously in their own huddle. Now, I understand they've got a big convention to run. This may change. But my point is I'm out there on the front line. We're pushing these messages. We're trying to convince independents. Minorities who see our movie get completely discombobulated because we challenge the prevailing narrative. One day, maybe the RNC will discover that this can help them.
Amen to that. They should have had you speak. How much does it take, dollar-wise, to make a movie like this? What kind of general cost is something like that?
Well, this movie cost me $10 million.
All right. You had to get $10 million to make a movie like this. But it is a full-length virtual documentary, right?
Yeah, it's not like a normal documentary. If you see this movie, it's at the same quality of Spielberg's Lincoln. It's like a docudrama, and the whole movie moves like a feature film. So it's technically a documentary because it's true. Feature films are fiction, but this doesn't feel like a documentary at all.
How long is it?
It's 100 minutes long.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to go and see Hillary's America. It's available all over the country, 1,500-plus theaters starting on Friday. A lot of people have seen some kind of a preview copy, but is it going to be available on DVD and Netflix and everything else, too?
That'll be much later, right before the election. If I may say so, Hillary's America, the movie.com, that's the website, and you can watch a trailer there.
All right, hold on. Hillary's with an S.
Hillary's, yeah, no apostrophe. Hillary's America, the movie.com.
Write that down, Ben. Hillary's America, the movie.com for the website. Check that out. That's where you'll learn more. And go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say you can watch a trailer, and if you plug in your zip code, it'll tell you where the movie's playing near you.
All right, you need to support this movie, ladies and gentlemen. When good, honest people put their necks on the line, get sponsors or whatever they've done to get the budgets together to do these things, we've got to make sure we've got their backs. We've got to make sure that they recoup their money and that they do well, because if they do, they'll do it again. If they don't, it's going to be a stretch. Even if they want to do it again, they may not be able to, right, Dinesh?
That's absolutely true. I mean, the beauty is we go to investors, and I actually tell them I'm trying to convince them to do what I call recycle philanthropy. Give me a dollar. I'll use it to make a movie. I'll get you your dollar back so you can do it again. And quite frankly, I've had investors who invested in my first movie about Obama, then my America film, and that same dollar has now helped to make Hillary's America. Same dollar has gone around the block three times.
Amen to that, and we continue doing the same thing and promoting the sacred cause of liberty. Dinesh, a parting shot to the nation.
Hey, this woman, Hillary, is different than Obama. Obama, at the end of the day, is an ideologue. Hillary, at the end of the day, is a gangster. I don't think we want third world gangsterism to rule America. It's time to stop Hillary's America.
Hey, I don't appreciate you talking about my wife like that, Dinesh. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dinesh D'Souza. Give the website one more time, sir.
Hillary's America, themovie.com, and I have a book of the same title out in bookstores right now.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
Broadcasting live from the Republican Convention, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, our buddy James Edwards from the Political Cesspool, and Matt the Copperhead Felak, all live on Radio Row, enjoying ourselves immensely. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.